Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update for Tuesday, 2nd of June 2020 from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the island and sport, business, Sea-Watch, travel updates, the newsmakers in person. No new confirmed cases of C-19 in his debut at the government media briefing, Home Affairs Minister Graham Cregeen. If you're standing for election, you must declare any interest. Well, that's what may happen. Driving lessons are now being allowed, but how do the instructors feel? Cregna Bar is open again, albeit al fresco. And should Lord Street Douglas stay one way?
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
29 minutes to 6. First of all, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. Today is the 13th day in a row there have been no new positive tests for COVID-19 in the Isle of Man. The total number remains at 336, with one active case in the community. Government says four people are now awaiting a test, three of whom are part of an extended testing regime. And a detailed timeline for the return of children to their schools has been given by the government. But the Education Minister has agreed that some parents may be fearful of family members returning at this stage of the COVID-19 crisis. And Douglas car park charges are to be reinstated from next week. The council's four car parks have been free to use during the coronavirus pandemic since the 23rd of March. The charges will start up again from next Monday, the 8th of June. In international news, black and Asian people are up to twice as likely to die with COVID-19 as those from a white British background, according to a study from Public Health England. Poor housing conditions and insecure, low-paid work are thought to be two of the reasons. Obesity and diabetes are also major coronavirus risk factors. And the Department of Health has announced another 324 deaths with COVID-19 across the UK. It takes the total to more than 39,300. And more than 135,000 tests were carried out up to 9 a.m. yesterday. Those are the headlines. I'll be back with the news at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Lewis. Out in the North Irish Sea, some strong winds on the way later. On the Isle of Man tonight, cloudy with sporadic rain on a moderate north-northwesterly. Overnight, the wind will turn north-easterly, become fresh to strong with down to 9 degrees. Well, it had to happen. Ukraine, Wednesday, early rain will clear, then it's cloudy with bright intervals of fresh to strong northeasterly. Daytime maximum 15 degrees, overnight minimum is 9. Into Thursday, Jordan, cloudy with showers on a moderate to fresh north-northwesterly. Will be brighter later, top temperature 15 degrees. High waters 22 minutes to 10 tonight. Sunset shortly after at 18 minutes to 10. Low water 3 minutes to 4 a.m. Sunrise 10 to 5 tomorrow morning. And high water at 5 past 10.
Manx Glass and Glazing don't just do the big jobs. Visit us at Snugborough to see our range of picture frame glass, mirrors and tabletop glass.
26 minutes to 6. Lucky 13th day in a row. No positive test for COVID-19 in the Isle of Man. Just one active case in the community. Home Affairs Minister Graham Cregeen, MHK, made his the announcement at today's government media briefing. His first conference appearance in a new ministerial role.
I'm grateful to the dedicated men and women of my department and am proud of what they have achieved and how they have worked together. In my daily briefings, I have seen and heard firsthand the extraordinary work that people have undertaken across my department and have carried out going above and beyond what would normally have been expected of them. In the Fire and Rescue Service, the Police and the Prison and Probation Service, in the Communications Division, answering the phone for the 999 service, keeping government communications running. Each person in the department has made an individual contribution in the fight against coronavirus. And the civil defence has stood ready to support the emergency services. These volunteers train weekly to be ready to step in the event of an emergency. They have helped distribute food parcels and have driven ambulances to support our paramedics. We have worked with other agencies to protect the most vulnerable, supporting the establishment of a shelter for the homeless people, keeping them safe during the lockdown. Police officers have put a number of initiatives in place to support people who are subject to domestic abuse. And we have restarted our legislative programme. The department has three large bills to help reshape our justice system. Domestic abuse, sexual offences and obscene publications, and justice reform. These bills are crucial in modernising our criminal justice system, and it is important that they continue. We are drafting emergency licensing regulations to support the licence trade through these unusual times. So the department has achieved a lot since the start of the pandemic. But it is important for me to thank you, the public. You have made the job of the department easier. You have been the ones who have stuck to the rules. You have made personal sacrifices and complied with the law.
To comment on the update news agenda, call Manx Radio anytime on 682 631 or email update@manxradio.com.
The Election Keys and Local Authorities Bill 2020 was given its third reading today. It's a major piece of new legislation pulling together election law. It's been amended to compel election candidates to declare any interest. Julie Edge, MHK, moved the amendment. She said it had removed doubt from the public's mind that a candidate might be influenced by outside interests. Health Minister David Ashford said such a stipulation, which already applies to sitting MHKs, might put people off standing. So let's hear from MHK's Julie Edge, David Ashford and Chris Robertshaw, and Julie Edge summing up.
The main purpose is to provide information of a candidate's interests, either pecuniary or other material benefit membership, that may be thought by others to influence his or her actions, speeches, or votes. How many times have we all heard in the public domain during every administration negative comments about why decisions are made, insinuating that decisions were made due to perceived bias? This clause will remove that doubt for the electorate.
The bit I'm concerned about is in relation to candidates. They may well have interests that they intend, if elected, to dispose of, which will no longer be an interest. And I think at a time when we're trying to encourage a diversity of candidates to stand for election, particularly those who might have wide-ranging business experience, do we really want to be putting it out there that they have to declare all of their interests similar to members of the House of Keys, even before being elected? And in many cases, maybe not even being elected, I think there will be people who will actually think twice about standing if they feel all of their interests are going to be put out there when they won't even necessarily be elected.
So paragraph A, the wording is a declaration specifying, providing details of any interest he or she has which may tend to conflict. The words may tend are, well, they're very loose. So we both have looseness and subjectivity in this, which leaves me somewhat uncomfortable, Mr. Speaker, and inclined to vote against. Thank you.
I find it difficult to understand how somebody would vote against greater transparency and openness to the electorate.
13 in favour and 10 against. The ayes have it. The ayes have it.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock. The next sailing is tomorrow morning's 10 o'clock sailing of Monaden to Heysham. The steam packet's fast drive continues to operate daytime sailings to Heysham. The motor ship Ben McCree is providing overnight freight service.
Follow the steam packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio's business briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Spain will roll out universal basic income as soon as possible to mitigate the pandemic's fallout on the country's poor. Under the programme, 850,000 low-income households will get €462 a month. Critics say it'll discourage people from finding work, but a Spanish government official stressed the plan includes unspecified incentives for finding a job. The goal is to reach 2.3 million people at a cost of 3 billion euros a year. The two-year study by the Spanish government found that a universal basic income boosts mental health and has a moderate positive effect on employment. Elsewhere, the House of Keys has been told that in one way the COVID crisis globally has benefited Manx households. The index that measures the fall and rise of prices has dropped substantially. The chairman of the Office of Fair Trading, Martin Perkins, MHK, says that's largely due to fuel costs being a lot cheaper.
In the case of heating oil and road fuels, the drop in price has been quite dramatic, coinciding with a fall in demand of worldwide demand for petrol during the lockdown. This has contributed to an overall fall of inflation. The Consumer Price Index, CPI, rate of inflation, was 2.6% in January, but was only 0.8% in April 2020. The Retail Price Index, RPI, figures were 2.3% for January and 0.9% for April.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.in. The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
19 minutes to 6, UK and European stocks closed higher against the backdrop of unrest and violence in America. Safe haven currencies fell as risk appetite grew on optimism that the worst of the economic downturn is in the past. Oil prices rose on expectations major producers will agree to extend output cuts. Gold firmed as investors sought a hedge against the economic fallout from the C-19. In corporate news, Meggitt and Melrose Industries were high risers, with traders pointing to the fact that Boeing has resumed some production of the 737 MAX. On the downside, Tesco fell after saying it's looking for a new chief financial officer after Alan Stewart decided to retire. And the numbers at the close, the FTSE 100 was up 0.75% at 6,220 at 5 o'clock. The DAX in Frankfurt was up 3.75% at 12,021. In New York City, just after 5 o'clock, the industrial index, the Dow Jones, was up 0.5% at 25,615. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index down 0.33% at 9,518. The S&P 500 in Chicago up 0.25% at 3,062. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 US 25.3, and €1 22.2. In commodities, gold down 0.5% at $1,728 an ounce. A barrel of Brent crude up 1.75% at $39.26.
With uncertainty impacting global stock markets, you might think it's not the time to be investing. Well, think again. Times like these offer great opportunities to benefit from future recovery. Make your new normal an investment with Ramsey Crookall, your investment specialists. Call 717171 or visit ramseycrookall.com for more information. Licensed and regulated by the Isle of Man Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
17 minutes ahead of 6 o'clock. This is Update Live from the Isle of Man on Manx Radio from today. By law, motorists can once again have up to two people from outside their household in the car with them. It means that car sharing is allowed, and theoretically so are driving lessons and even driving tests. But how are the island's driving instructors feeling about going back to work? Mark Holliday is an instructor with Go Drive, and Dolan Mercer asked him all about it.
I have been in touch, particularly after yesterday's briefing, so trying to keep them in the loop as to what's going on. Generally speaking, they're all very keen, as you'd imagine, but we're still waiting on the guidelines as to what it is we need to do to teach safely. So far, all my pupils have been pretty understanding in that regard. They want to get back and I want to get back, but as of yet, it's a bit of a tricky one because we're in a confined space for, you know, a minimum of an hour. So there's quite a bit to be considered, really.
You mentioned a bit about some of the safety precautions that are obviously going to have to be in place. You mentioned about being in close proximity inside a car. Do you have any idea what some of those safety precautions might look like? Have you started having those discussions?
A few instructors went and had a meeting with staff from the test centre and a health and safety rep to discuss what we might be able to do to sort of work around it, because it's not as straightforward as just a simple car share. You know, you wouldn't expect someone you were giving a lift to hop in your driver's seat and start rubbing the steering wheel and putting the windows up and down and changing the seat and everything. There's a lot of things that you touch. So we're sort of waiting to see what sort of guidelines, what procedures we might have to to follow. The result of the meeting, I wasn't there myself, but as a community, the information was sort of shared amongst the instructors. And it's really sort of looking at the level of PPE that we might be able to use in terms of masks and gloves, potentially car seats, sprays, antiviral, not just antibacterial. But even sort of more than that, it goes as far as insurance implications. I'm aware of someone, one of the instructors in the UK, saying that their insurance company said that a visor would be fine, but a mask wouldn't be by them because it might muffle instruction. So I believe they've been drawing up suggested guidelines, and this was being communicated sort of last week. Like I say, the meeting was last Thursday, and they suggested that it might be ready to send out sort of Wednesday this week, but nothing was confirmed. So for those of us wanting to continue to sort of be as safe as humanly possible, then that's very relevant to how we start back up again.
Manx Radio Sport.
Faster My, Dolan Mercer.
Faster My. Peel Football Club have announced they've been awarded a grant to help with pitch maintenance for the next 6 years. The club says it'll help support the ground staff with the facilities they require to ensure the pitch is kept to a high standard, both during the playing season and during the off-season. It's thanks to the Premier League, FA and Football Foundation. In a post on social media, the club thanked the work of its officials and volunteers who provided all the support documentation to ensure this could happen. Squad members of Western Vikings Rugby Club will be lining the road at the funeral of one of their own this week. Former player Chris Fryer is being laid to rest at Douglas Borough Crematorium from 1:15 on Thursday afternoon. The ceremony is for family only, but his teammates will be standing along the roadside in a socially distanced manner to pay their respects. Those wishing to join in are asked by the club to park safely and stick to COVID-19 rules. The funeral will also be streamed online. Further afield, international cricket is set to be back in July. The ECB have announced 3 dates for England's Test series against the West Indies. The first match will take place at the Rose Bowl on the 8th, followed by back-to-back games at Old Trafford on the 16th and 24th of next month. And finally, sports stars from across the world have united in the fight against racism following the death of African-American George Floyd while in police custody. Lewis Hamilton, Tiger Woods and Paul Pogba have all given their support to the Black Lives Matter campaign. The PFA's Deputy Chief Executive, Bobby Barnes, wants athletes to use their status to raise awareness of social injustice.
They're asked to be role models, and for me, what greater sign as a role model could you actually show them to actually use your platform as to say, well, look, I've seen something that I believe is wrong and I support any efforts that can actually be made to wipe out these injustices.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
12 minutes to 6, departures from Ronald's Way, London Heathrow at 4:40, left 20 minutes or so late. And the Liverpool 4:50 left 1 minute late. Inbound tonight, the 6:40 inbound from Liverpool and 8 o'clock from London Heathrow. On the roads, Millennium Bridge in Douglas by the Quay is closed between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. for flapgate maintenance all this week. Crosby Crossroads by the main road in Crosby's got to four-way traffic signals for Mains Cable Lane. Governor's Bridge in Onken, 24-hour narrow lanes for wall repairs. Lamfell Hill, Cronkavody, two-way traffic signals in operation for drainage repairs. Douglas Road, Ballasalla's got two-way 24-hour signals in operation for service installation and the construction of a bus stop. Ballagorry Farm Lane in Glenmona, temporary closure there. They're rebuilding the MER level crossing. All the information is at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. And still the message, remember, on all the matrix signs at the moment, the All-Island speed limit is 40 miles an hour.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
A Douglas councillor believes a major road in the island's capital is an opportunity to go green following lockdown. Our local democracy reporter Aaron Ibanez went to Lord Street in Douglas to find out what's happening.
Well, Lord Street is a very wide gateway street that also happens to be very polluted.
Andrew Bentley, councillor for Derby Ward, has been a long-standing campaigner to keep Lord Street one way. And with lockdowns around the world leading to many towns and cities to rethink their streets, His campaign has been given a new impetus.
From Manchester to Milan, they are repurposing areas of road to facilitate social distancing, to facilitate cycle lanes, and just to reappraise what they value in their town. And we have an opportunity here, and I use the talents that I do have and my connections have to just throw the idea out there for discussion so it can be properly appraised.
Given his background in architecture, he has unveiled plans which involve a two-way cycle lane and tree planting. Changes which aren't a Green Party pipe dream, he says, and will come at a minimal cost.
The schemes that are happening in Manchester are just being done with road paint and planters. It's not expensive repaving works. We are at a time when the roads are quieter. We actually have an opportunity to experiment to see if it works or not, if people like it or not. And this is something that's being embraced around the world. And why do we have to be different?
Jackie Pierce and her two daughters are approximately 3 of 500 residents who live along Lord Street.
It's been so much better. It's quieter. It's safer for the children. You know, before lockdown, kids were going to school, the bus station's right there, so it has reduced the level of traffic, I think.
So can you imagine life once this returns back to two-way?
Oh, well, I hope it doesn't go back to two-way. Honestly, I really hope it doesn't, especially for, like, children and stuff. It's just safer being a one-way street, really. And even the elderly, because you've got so many elderly on this road as well. So it is safer.
And so what does government think about one councillor's plans?
They've acknowledged the communication. They're very hesitant about saying anything. They are appraising the situation for active travel and for social distancing, because obviously it's going to get very congested on the road if we carry on the way we are. But they're not overly communicative.
A spokesperson from the Department of Infrastructure says there are no plans to retain the one-way system in Lord Street, and despite delays as a result of COVID-19, it's understood the two-way system could be reinstated in a matter of weeks.
As children return to school on the island, the Education Department's assessing the best way to organise classrooms and play areas, in particular the separation of students to keep them safe. The Minister, Dr. Alex Allanson, says they're aware of the difficulties that children may have.
The term social distancing is a little bit misleading because we're really talking about physical distancing. The Chief Minister made an announcement last night at his press conference that would be reviewed, because there's a lot of evidence now that the 2 metre guidance that was followed very much in line with the United Kingdom is perhaps slightly out of line with some of the more international parameters used, particularly the World Health Organization, which recommends 1 metre. And certainly the departments have been looking at other jurisdictions that have applied different guidelines for use in school environments and other environments where physical distancing of 2 metres may be impossible. There's also been some very good research sponsored by the World Health Organization released only this morning, which looked at the relative and absolute risks of transmission of viruses with different distances. And the department will be taking that on board and consulting with teachers and their representatives throughout the next couple of weeks to come up with a good Manx solution that will work for us and keep our schools safe. Obviously, if we can in some way look at the physical distancing that we need to keep in schools, look at the health and safety guidance and the hygiene guidelines, there is the potential there to invite a lot more students back to take part in face-to-face lessons. And I think that's important educationally, but also in terms of the well-being of the children, because to come back to a classroom where you're physically separated from your peers and your friends, where you're not allowed to play with them and not allowed to eat with them, could be actually quite a strange environment. And certainly the department are aware of the need to reintegrate children back into a school environment after what's been quite a long period of being at home.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
6 minutes to six, an iconic landmark on the TT course has reopened its outdoor dining area on what would have been one of the busiest weeks of the year. The Cregna Bar's reopened al fresco for the first time since lockdown. Sandrina Teese spoke to Alex Watton.
Our busiest week of the whole year, yes. Slightly different. It was very important to us when the Chief Minister announced that, you know, cafes, restaurants, pubs with outdoor eating could open, al fresco if you like, and we felt that it was very important, being the famous Cregna Bar, to open on the 1st of June. It's quite sad to say that this road is normally so busy this this time every other year, but not this year, unfortunately for us.
Lots of businesses have been worried with the uncertainty over the last few months whether they actually can reopen. Did you, Ed, have any of that kind of uncertainty yourselves?
Oh, absolutely. The worry that you have over the last 10 weeks is unbelievable as a business owner. So I do sympathise with every business owner on this island and obviously the UK.
And how are you doing? Are you confident that you're going to survive through this fairly well?
Yes, we are confident. We're careful, you know, always have been, and don't take anything for granted. And that's what we've done, luckily for us.
Speaking then logistically, can you talk us through the logistics of what measures you've put in place?
Yes, we had obviously many a sleepless night how we could actually function in order to do it. We didn't want people wandering around trying to find a table, so the one-way system coming in through the pub and we will sit you at your table. We've got, you know, the menus all have to be cleaned down after being used, any salts and peppers, we've gone to disposables, hand washing all the time, and basically doing as much as we possibly can in order to make it as safe as possible. The local people have really enjoyed a little bit of normality. Yesterday, everybody said it's nice to have a little bit of normality. So that's been fantastic that we've been able to provide that for the locals.
The Craig back open, eh? Things are getting back to normal, the new normal. That's it for update. Compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Lewis Foster, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Winter, and updates back Wednesday evening at 5:30. And by the way, tomorrow on The Man in Line from 12 midday, Chief Minister Howard Quayle will be answering questions. If you want to get a question in, email maninline@manxradio.com or call The Man in Line answer phone on 682-631. In the meantime, stay home, stay safe. And stick around for greatest hits after the news at 6 o'clock.
W-I-N-T. Transform your home with glass etchings by T.E. Coven Monumental Masons. They can etch any design onto glass, whether it's front door numbers and names or personalised designs or special messages on mirrors. Visit T.E. Coven to see hundreds of catalogue designs, including Celtic and Manx designs, Art Deco and motorsport images, or bring in your own design to create something unique. Call 844-440 or visit T.E. Coven on the top of Broadway in Douglas or Hope Street, Castletown, the number one place on the island for etched glass.
For a relaxing night's sleep, visit Military.